In Wakefield there lives a jolly pinder, in Wakefield all on a green, in Wakefield all on a green. There is neither knight nor squire, said the pinder, nor baron that is so bold, nor baron that is so bold, dare make a trespass to the town of Wakefield, but his pledge goes to the pinfold, but his pledge goes to the pinfold. All this be heard three witty young men, 'twas Robin Hood, Scarlet, and John, 'twas Robin Hood, Scarlet, and John. With that they espied the jolly pinder, as he sat under a thorn, as he sat under a thorn. Now turn again, said the pinder, for a wrong way you have gone, for a wrong way you have gone. For you have forsaken the king's highway, and made a path over the corn, and made a path over the corn. Oh, that were great shame, said jolly Robin, we being three and thou but one, we being three and thou but one. The pinder leaped back then 30 good foot, 'twas 30 good foot and one, 'twas 30 good foot and one. He leaned his back fast unto a thorn, and his foot against a stone, and his foot against a stone. And there they fought a long summer's day, a summer's day so long, a summer's day so long, till that their swords on their broad bucklers were broke fast unto their hands, were broke fast unto their hands. Hold thy hand, said Robin Hood, and my merry men every one, and my merry men every one. For this is one of the best pinders that ever I tried with sword, that ever I tried with sword. And wilt thou forsake thy pinder's craft, and live in the greenwood with me, and live in the greenwood with me? At Michaelmas next my covenant comes out, when every man gathers his fee, when every man gathers his fee. I'll take my blue blade all in my hand, and plod to the greenwood with thee, and plod to the greenwood with thee. Hast thou either meat or drink, said Robin Hood, for my merry men and me, for my merry men and me? I have both bread and beef, said the pinder, and good ale of the best, and good ale of the best. And that is meat good enough, said Robin Hood, for such unbidden guest, for such unbidden guest. Oh, wilt thou forsake the pinder his craft, and go to the greenwood with me, and go to the greenwood with me? Thou shalt have a livery twice in the year, the one green, the other brown, the one green, the other brown. If Michaelmas day was come and gone, and my master had paid me my fee, and my master had paid me my fee, then would I set as little by him as my master doth by me, as my master doth by me. When Arthur first in court began, and was approved king, by force of arms great victories won, and conquest home did bring. Then into Britain straight he came, where 50 stout and able knights then repaired unto him, which were of the Round Table. And many justs and tournaments before him there were pressed, wherein these knights did then excel, and far surmount the rest. But one Sir Lancelot du Lake, who was approved well, he in his fights and deeds of arms all others did excel. When he had rested him a while to play and game and sport, he thought he would approve himself in some adventurous sort. He armed and rode in forest wide, and met a damsel fair, who told him of adventures great, whereto he gave good ear. Why should not I, quoth Lancelot, though, for that cause came I hither? Thou seems, quoth she, a knight right good, and I will bring thee thither. Whereas the knight his knight doth dwell, that now is of great fame. Wherefore tell me what knight thou art, and then what is thy name? My name is Lancelot du Lake, quoth she, it likes me then. Here dwells a knight that never was or matched of any man, who hath in prison 80 knights, and some that he hath bound. Knights of King Arthur's court they be, and of the Table Round. She brought him to a river then, and also to a tree, whereas a copper basin hung his fellow shields to see. He struck so hard the basin broke when Tarquin heard the sound. He drove a horse before him straight where one a knight was bound. Sir Knight then said, Sir Lancelot, bring me that horse load hither, and lay him down and let him rest. We'll try our force together. For as I understand, thou hast, as far as thou art able, done great despite and shame unto the knights of the Round Table. If thou art of the Table Round, quoth Tarquin speedily, both thee and all thy fellowship I utterly defy. That's overmuch, quoth Lancelot, though, defend thee by and by. They put their spurs unto their steeds and at each other fly. They couch their spears and horses run as though they had been thunder, and each struck then upon the shield wherewith they break asunder. Their horses' backs break under them, the knights they were astound. To avoid their horses they made haste to fight upon the ground. They took them to their shields full fast, their swords they drew out then, with mighty streaks most eagerly each one at other run. They wounded were and bled full sore, for breath they both did stand, and leaning on their swords a while, quoth Tarquin, hold thy hand. And tell to me what I shall ask, say on, quoth Lancelot, though. Thou art, quoth Tarquin, the best knight that ever I did know, and like a knight that I did hate, so that thou be not he, I will deliver all the rest and eke accord with thee. That is well said, quoth Lancelot then, but sith it so must be, what is the knight thou hatest so, I pray thee show to me. His name is Sir Lancelot du Lake, he slew my brother dear, him I suspect of all the rest, I would I had him here. Thy wish thou hast, but now unknown, I am Lancelot du Lake, now of King Arthur's Table Round, King Han's son of Benwake. And I defy thee, do thy worst. Ha ha, quoth Tarquin, though, one of us two shall end our lives before that we do go. If thou be Lancelot du Lake, then welcome shalt thou be. Wherefore see thou thyself defend, for now I do thee defy. They hurled then together fast, like two wild boars so rushing, and with their swords and shields they ran at one another slashing. The ground besprinkled was with blood, Tarquin began to faint, for he had backed and bore his shield, so low he did repent. Which soon espied Lancelot, though, he leapt upon him then. He pulled him down upon his knee, and rushed off his helm. And then he struck his neck in two, and when he had done so, from prison 80 knights and 4, Lancelot delivered, though.